In the beginning, God stood in the stillness, and he spoke these creative words, "Let there be light, and let the heavens appear." He made the oceans, the earth, and the seas, and with his mighty hand, he scooped out the canyons, and with his fingers, traced the courses for the rivers. He made the mountains to stand tall and still. But then, a slight trace of sadness came into his eye as he made a small, lonely hill. Then he says, "Let us make man in our own image and give him dominion over all. We will walk together in the cool of the evening, and I will help him if he should fall, because I want him to love me because he really wants to walk with me by his own will." And then a slight trace of sadness came back into his eyes as he looked toward that small, lonely hill. Then, late one evening, God came to the garden and he says, "Adam, Adam, where art thou?" The birds had hushed singing. In the garden there was silence. You could sense it. Something had died. Oh, but God said, "I love him and I will not let him go." And then a shadow on the hillside appeared, for a man hung there dying, crying, "I thirst." God turned his face from that small, lonely hill. I thank God for the rivers, and I thank him for his mountains and his heavens, how my heart always will. And when I walk into that city where the angels all praise him, I will thank him for that small, lonely hill.